I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are welcoming someone to our studios for the first time, and that's always fun. Welcome to Paul Serrar. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
I think I just said it wrong. You told me how to say your name.
Serrar.
Okay. That always happens. Well, thanks for coming in. And it was funny because I kind of recognized your name when you reached out about this. I'm like, wait a minute. Weren't you a student here?
Yeah, still am. I'm a senior.
Yeah. So you're a student at UMD. And I believe you are also, now, you were in the band Mint Vintage. Are you still in that band?
No, I was the original like drummer.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And we're still like on really good terms. They're actually playing like at the album release show tomorrow.
I saw that. That's great. But you're no longer in that band.
Nope.
So you have a new release called The Royal We that you are putting out today. The album comes out today, and we're going to talk more about that album. But what do you want to start with here?
We could start with the single that I released like a couple weeks ago. It's called When All the Lights Go Out. It's the first song on the album.
To feel so depressed, but I've been seeing right through your act. And this role we're playing, no, it can't last. When all the lights go out, are you still yourself? When the curtain falls down, while the people go. Are you still yourself when the curtain falls? And all the people go when you're on your own. Are you still yourself? Are you still yourself?
That is Paul Serrar live from Studio A, and a tune from his New release, The Royal We. And I forget, is it an EP or a full album?
It's a full album, but it's like seven songs, so just like barely a full
on
album.
On the borderline. Right on the border. I don't know what the rule is, so you can just call it whatever you want.
I'm calling it an album because that's what iTunes and Spotify like classify.
All right.
So it's an album.
All right. And so you're performing here. It's just you and your guitar, but some of that backing stuff is coming off of a computer. Is that how you perform shows as well?
Yep. So I like write, record, perform like all of it myself. Mm-hmm. Just like I record everything in my room.
Mm-hmm.
All the instruments are like live and stuff. Like I'm not using any drum machines or anything like that. It's all, you know, recordings, but I do it all. And I just play back like the recordings and stuff live.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you have described it as DIY bedroom rock, so you literally are doing it yourself in your bedroom or other room. So how did you get started in music?
It probably started I came from a very musical household. Like, my parents were always playing stuff. Like, my dad would play, like, the Beatles and, like, XTC and a bunch of stuff like that just all the time. They got me, like, a starter guitar when I was probably 8 and, like, a actual, like, playable guitar when I was probably about 11 or 12. And I've just kind of been playing it since. I'd consider myself actually primarily like a drummer that just also plays guitar.
Oh, okay.
I really, really like playing the drums. I got a job at, you know, 16, saved up, and bought myself like a real drum set. And that's still the one that's used on like the recordings and stuff today.
Mm-hmm. So do you get to play drums out in public anymore? Or
not too often, no. Mm-hmm. I really like that. That's kind of the cool thing with doing this now. Because with Mint Vintage, I was playing the drums, and now I'm at a different position in the stage. I'm playing some different instruments. It's kind of a cool and different experience, you know, getting to be like the front man and kind of leading everything. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this on my own for a little more than a year now, right around, I think. I probably started writing like the songs for my first EP in like May of last year, I'd say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you writing songs before that, or?
Yeah, like I just like with Mint Vintage and stuff, I would help like write some of the music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you hadn't kind of written your own.
No, in fact, working with them, guitar case just fell. Working with them kind of made me realize that, like, okay, like I kind of know what goes into writing a song now. Like, you know, collaborating with them and working with them really helped me kind of like figure out, you know, what makes a song really good and just kind of what pieces I need to like put together and stuff.
Was that your first band that you were in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And how long were you with Mint Vintage?
Probably like a little more than a year, also.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to give a shout out to Quinn, who is a former student here at KUMD, who's in that band still. Great. So you were with them, and then you said, you know what? I got this. I want to do my own songs. Is that kind of what happened? You're getting the itch to just do your own stuff?
Yeah, I just kind of I wanted that different experience and being able to kind of basically have that complete, you know, control over like every aspect of it from. Mm-hmm. Like the promotional stuff, the album art, the lyrics, you know, the actual song structures, the recording process. It's a really time consuming and a difficult process because I'm essentially just doing it all myself, but it's also like really liberating because, you know, whatever I say goes, it's whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you said you do all the instruments, you recorded them all. So there's drums, there's the guitar. What else is on the album?
There's bass. There's like some nice like synth layering kind of hidden throughout it and stuff. And then just like the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty like straightforward, you know, like 3 or 4 piece kind of band sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just all, you know, me in my room. Right.
All right. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
This next song is called Vapid. Satisfaction to quell those voices in your head. I've been wasting all of my money on things that I don't really need, and the hopes that I can feel this sorrow and replace it with greed. All that pride those crying eyes.
Who's not that bit, you or her eye? I've been wasting all of my time on things that really just bomb me, in the hopes that I can feel this sorrow and replace it with greed. But who's justified in what they buy? It's hard to say. Yeah, I may want nice clothes, but what you want ain't always what you need. All else watches in my mind. They aren't buying me my time. So I wonder who's justified. Who's not happy, you or her?
That is Paul Sarrar live from Studio A, and another one. That's another one from the Royal We, right?
Yep.
So you're fairly new to songwriting, I would imagine.
Yep.
And is it something that came easily for you? That you were already like, oh, I have these ideas, or did you have to think about it? Like, I want to write some songs. What am I going to write about?
It kind of like comes and goes in like waves of it. Like, I don't really know what I want to write, but I just get like this feeling where I'm like, I'm gonna write a song today, or mm-hmm. something like that. And some of the stuff, you know, ends up making the album. Some of it just like these little snippets or ideas that I just record and just save for later. And so, like, honestly, I incorporate like a lot of different songwriting techniques. Some of the songs on this album were really like an idea that was just really solidified in my head before I had even started writing some of the songs. And so, like, right out the gate, I kind of knew how I wanted the song to go. I knew what parts I wanted, you know, like I had an idea in my head. And then other songs were kind of more pieced together from all these like little bits and pieces and stuff that I had kind of thought of earlier, but didn't really flesh out into like a full thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you work things out on the guitar to begin with, or?
It varies. Some of them are like cool riffs or like ideas. Other stuff is I like tend to just sing to myself a lot. And so occasionally I'll just like just be rambling, singing something. I'm like, ooh, that, you know, that I like melody is cool, or those lyrics were kind of like interesting, and mm-hmm. I'll quickly record them or like write them down or something like that, and then just store them in the vault, you know.
You mentioned, you know, listening to the Beatles and XTC, which is kind of like a boot camp in melody, because
yep.
they are both very melodic bands. But there's also a rock edge to what you do. Is there any particular influence there, like where that came from?
Definitely like Green Day. They were like a huge influence on me growing up. That was probably like the first music that I had like discovered on my own with like no help from my parents, like sitting me down, like, check this out. You know, it's like some like kid in elementary school like gave me a copy of American Idiot or something like that. And my parents wouldn't even let me listen to it because it had swear words in it. Until like they listened to it and they were like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, this is, but that was like the first. And you know, every now and again, like after a show, somebody will still come up and be like, man, that sounds like Green Day, you know, which like I wear that proudly.
Which now that you say that, it seems obvious.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a little slow sometimes. I'm
yeah.
like, oh yeah,
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 no,
I can hear that influence.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm very shameless about it. You know, I don't like. somebody like, I think it was like Einstein or something like that with talking about like sciences, but the whole like, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, right? So like you know, the Beatles, yeah, Green Day, like all these, you know, giant bands that I listened to growing up and stuff and like played the drums to and yeah. you know, played the guitar, like I'll proudly say that they influenced me.
Well, and
yeah.
you know, the Beatles started by covering other people's songs yeah. and they just like workshopped, you know, they mm-hmm. worked so hard as working musicians and then eventually became what they were, but they did not start out,
yeah.
you know, as yeah. all originals and all of that stuff. So, all right, well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
We'll play one of the other songs on the new album. It's called Happy.
I should live. Circumstance seemed to think a bit different. I caught a glance and I could feel the over the gales, but she doesn't play. I need to know.
That's Paul Sarrar live from Studio A. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.